Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Now, today is our National Day of Prayer. Are you praying today? The president says you should, or at least he's suggested that you might. It's a day of observance originally created by Congress in 1952. Now, the question is, should there be a National Day of Prayer? You've been getting the conversation started with us. Cinda posts to our Facebook page, I believe no matter what faith you cling to, that it was instituted as National Day of Prayer so that we would take time out to pray for our country and its leaders. There's nothing wrong with that. Meanwhile, Seamus writes to thetakeaway.org, we don't need a government-sponsored day supporting religion. If you want to pray, if you want to, pray. If you don't, don't. But don't push prayer on non-believers. Tell us what you think by calling 8778-MYTAKE. Of course, you can post to thetakeaway.org, or as Cinda did, you can go to our page on Facebook. Now, according to Public Law 324, quote, the president shall issue each year a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as a national day of prayer on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches, in groups, and as individuals. End quote. Now, but on this day, the day marked by a controversy, it's a day marked by controversy because a Wisconsin judge, a federal judge, ruled in April that the law violates the U.S. Constitution. That's the First Amendment. The ruling may be overturned on appeal, but some believe it could make its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, Annie Laurie Gaylor is a co-plaintiff in that case in Wisconsin. She's also co-president of the Freedom From Religion organization, and she joins us from Madison, Wisconsin. Annie Laurie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're also welcoming Dr. Joel Hunter. He's a pastor of the Northland Church in Florida and a religious advisor to President Obama, who has signed the proclamation despite a district court case saying that proclamation and the law behind it are unconstitutional. Annie Laurie, let me start with you. Why did you file this case in federal court? What's your view here?
Because nothing is more precious than our personal conscience. And people came to this country to get away from religious tyranny and government. Government has no business telling citizens to pray, to believe in a God who answers prayer, to exhort prayer, much less to set aside an entire day for prayer every year, and to tell us to turn to God and meet with people in churches to pray. And this is what the law does. It's unconstitutional. It was suggested by Reverend Billy Graham. It was modified in the 80s by Christian evangelicals to be the first Thursday in May with a pointedly religious purpose, which was to make it easier for them to unite church and state with rallies because it was too hard when it was a floating date. The whole thing is a very bad idea. We think it's fine if people want to pray, but there should be no government national day of prayer.
Now, Pastor Hunter, let me ask you, because I'm going to assume, since your name is Pastor Hunter, that prayer is important to you, but the First Amendment does say Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Do you see a conflict here?
Not at all. We're a little late to even be talking about this because the government several times has called for prayer, beginning with the First Continental Congress. It held religious services in the Capitol building. It commissioned paid chaplains for legislators. So it's difficult for me to believe that the Founding Fathers would intend for the Establishment Clause to be used to eradicate occasional religious recommendations emanating from within the government.
But Pastor Hunter, doesn't the First Amendment is clear. It says Congress shall make no law. There is a law, we mentioned it, Public Law, I think, 324, that says there shall be a national day of prayer. It mentions God and it mentions churches.
Yeah, it's not establishing a religion. It is simply doing what we've done throughout our history, which, by the way, has been recognized by the Supreme Court before in Marsh versus Chambers. And it is recognizing not only our tradition, but really the DNA of this country. Himmelfarb, in her book, said that there were basically three views of the Enlightenment or developments. One was the French view, which I think the folks at Freedom From Religion, which I respect, are recommending that we expunge all religious references from a public square. That was not, however, the tradition of the English nor the tradition of the Americans. And so I see this as simply something that we have done throughout our history, presidents way before 1952 were doing this, and it's just part of who we are.
And you see it as a philosophical issue largely, Pastor Hunter. You mentioned that. Now, any Lori Gaylor, I want to ask you, because I saw a quote in the press from you that I liked. I liked your perspective on it. I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree with it, but you mentioned President Obama, who went ahead and signed this proclamation under the law, despite your successful legal challenge so far. You said, I don't give him a pass. He's a constitutional scholar. He knows we're right. Does he know that?
Well, he does know we're right, and I want to address some of the pastor's remarks. I think it's a little pathetic that he would say this law is constitutional because there was prayer by the Continental Congress that adopted the failed, abysmally failed, Articles of Confederation, which were jettisoned and junked. We live under a secular and godless constitution, and this law, the National Day Prayer Law, is based on a lie. It's in the congressional record that the founders of our country, of our U.S. Constitution, our living Constitution, prayed when they adopted the Constitution, and that is untrue.
Okay, well, Pastor Hunter, our legislators certainly pray now. There are active chaplains in the United States Senate and in the House. They both open every session with prayer. It happens every morning when I'm there in Congress. Can't we have that as part of our national religious identity without laws saying everybody pray?
Well, this first of all, a proclamation is not a law. A proclamation is a recommendation or an admonition for those citizens who are religious in their orientation to pray.
No, I have read all the proclamations, and they have exhorted citizens or all citizens or every American, each American, to pray. 15% of our population is non-religious. This is disenfranchising us, and you're saying we should be praying for our country. That says we're not true Americans, and Judge Crabb in her ruling said, this makes you the in-group, and it makes our organization and our members the out-group, and that's impermissible.
Atheist Day where people can reason for their country.
I mean,
just because you have one point of view doesn't mean you have to expunge the other point of view.
That's going to be the last word. You can hear the debate here. Pastor Hunter, we thank you for joining us. Anne Lori Gaylor, who filed the suit in district court in Wisconsin. National Day of Prayer, and maybe you can decide today if you want to pray or not. And then secondarily, think about if you want the government to have a law saying you should. Thank you.